The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. The first protest demonstration held at Tynwald Hill on July the 5th, and there have been a few, is recorded as having taken place in 1880, and it is acknowledged to have been the biggest. When the governor, Sir Henry, later Lord Locke, arrived at St John's, he was confronted by hundreds of Manx fishermen calling for government action to improve facilities at the island's harbours. Exactly how many there were is not known for certain. It depends on which of the many newspaper reports people believe. The reason for the action dated back to 1872, when Tynwald Court was proposing to impose harbour dues on fishermen and other harbour users. At the time, the island's harbours were badly neglected and provided dangerously inadequate shelter, and the fishermen appointed a deputation to wait on Governor Locke in Douglas. He was taken aback and none too pleased when it proved to consist of 400 men. He felt that it could be an attempt to intimidate and dictate to Tynwald. But he was a good governor, and he undertook that there would be no harbour dues until there were safe harbours. 8 years later, in 1880, no progress had been made on this undertaking, and the fishermen of Peel decided to take their case back to the governor and do it by way of a huge demonstration at St John's on July the 5th. This made for a Tynwald Day the like of which had never been seen before and has never been seen since it comes to that. The men arrived from Peel in three trains, marched through the village and formed themselves up in two lines, one on either side of the road by which the governor's carriage would arrive from Douglas. The Isle of Man Examiner said they were a finely built and neatly dressed body of men, of splendid physique and manly bearing, who, drawn up with what was almost military precision, thus demonstrated, to use an American phrase, on the arrival of His Excellency from whom they seek a boon. The Examiner also said there were 800 of them, adding, one could not help being struck with their respectable appearance and, notwithstanding their grievance, contented and happy faces. The Mooner's Herald reckoned there were about 1,200 of these hardy and stalwart men, and said they were undoubtedly the most imposing spectacle of the day, with their two lines extending more than quarter of a mile. The Herald added that when the governor's carriage entered between the two lines, the men all began to cheer most lustily, and the hurrahing was continued until His Excellency alighted onto the ground. The Isle of Man Times report had something of a disapproving note, but acknowledged that the men conducted themselves with faultless decorum, which must have made a big impression on the governor. The Times said about 1,000 men took part. Finally, the Manx Sun said the number was 1,200, and the men cheered lustily before dispersing quietly. The men's petition was a reasoned and dignified document, and it was to achieve its purpose in the long run. In fact, Governor Locke had already seen to it that a bill had been passed through the Imperial Parliament in London to enable Tynwald to borrow the necessary money to carry out work on the harbours at Peel, Ramsey, Port Erin, Port St Mary and Castletown. It should be remembered that in those days the Manx government's powers in this connection were limited by controls exercised by Whitehall. There was no doubt that it was the nobility and discipline of the Manx fishermen on the day at Tynwald Hill which shone through and won the day for them. Back in 1880, the fishermen of the Isle of Man showed how it could be done.